Well, praise the Lord. Signs and wonders, sons and daughters tonight. Let's begin with Isaiah 8, verses 16 to 18. Bible says, bind up the testimony, seal the law, the word of the Lord, among my disciples. And I will wait upon the Lord that hideth his face from the house of Jacob, and I will look for him. People that were casual in spirit, not seeking the Lord. Isaiah said, I will wait upon the Lord that hides his face from the house of Jacob, and I will look for him. Then he said, behold, I and the children whom the Lord hath given me are for signs and for wonders in Israel from the Lord of hosts, which dwelleth in Mount Zion. Bind up the testimony, seal the scriptures among my disciples, and I will wait upon the Lord. Behold, I and the children whom the Lord hath given me are for signs and for wonders in Israel from the Lord of hosts that dwelleth in Mount Zion. What a beautiful scripture to take into our spirit tonight. You know, some people are always looking for signs and wonders. Well, why don't we do a little better than that? Let's become a sign and a wonder. It's become a sign and a wonder that when people look at the spiritual quality of our lives and of our sons and daughters, we astound the onlookers. This is something worth pursuing. If you need vision tonight, take up this vision from the Lord. Say, Lord, I want to become a sign and a wonder. I don't only want to see signs and wonders, I want to become a sign and a wonder. A sign that points Jesus, people to Jesus and on the path of righteousness. And I want to become a wonder that people marvel at the grace of God that has come upon a life that is totally submitted and how God treats his people that are totally his. I don't know about you, but I thought a few times in my life, sometimes I wish I could start over and be like little Samuel, who grew up to be a prophet of the Lord. No deviation, no straying from the Lord. He was dedicated from the womb to the service of the Lord. And as he grew, he said, my parents have those vows on my life, and I will honor those vows. And Samuel walked his whole life in the presence of the Lord without any stain or blemish on his life. 1 Samuel 2, children that are signs and wonders. 1 Samuel 2:18, but Samuel ministered before the Lord even as a child, wearing a linen ephod. As a child, wearing the priestly garment. 1 Samuel 3:1, now the boy Samuel ministered to the Lord before Eli. Now he's a boy. And the word of the Lord was rare in those days. There was no widespread revelation. There was no burning word of the Lord in the land because the people had forsaken God. But Samuel was growing and he was ministering before the Lord. 1 Samuel 3:19 to 21. So Samuel grew and the Lord was with him, from a child to a boy to a young man. Young adult. So Samuel grew and the Lord was with him, and let none of his words fall to the ground. Nothing failed of the words spoken over Samuel. And all Israel from Dan to Beersheba knew that Samuel had been established as a prophet of the Lord. Then the Lord appeared again in Shiloh, for the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord. The teaching ministry, the revelation of God's word came back to the people. Samuel, no rebellion, no foolishness, no wasted years. He was a sign and a wonder in Israel from the Lord of hosts, and how he walked before God. And you know, the Lord, that's a prayer. That's something we need to have in our spirit. Our children as signs and wonders from the Lord of hosts, that when people look upon our children, they marvel at their surrender to God. They marvel at their worship, their prayer life, their devotion, their zeal, and their submission to the ways of the Lord. Jesus. Luke chapter 2, J12, Jesus at 12. Every year he went up to the feast of Passover with his parents from Nazareth up to Jerusalem. And this one particular time when he was 12 years old and the caravan left Jerusalem to go back to the hills of Galilee, back to Nazareth, the Bible says Jesus lingered behind on purpose. And he was found in the temple. He said, I just want to stay in the temple of God. I want to stay in the house of God. And he was there with the teaching priests. He was there with the theologians. And they were staggered at his understanding of the scriptures. They had never met a young man like this. 12 years old. A sign and a wonder. This young boy, not from Jerusalem, not from Judea, but up from Galilee, from an obscure town called Nazareth. This young man, Jesus, at 12 years old, was a sign and a wonder. Let's read from Luke 2:41. His parents went to Jerusalem every year at the Feast of the Passover, and when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem according to the custom of the feast. When they had finished the days as they returned, the boy Jesus lingered behind in Jerusalem. And Joseph and his mother did not know it, but supposing him to have been in the company, they went a day's journey and sought him among their relatives and acquaintances. So when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem seeking him. Now so it was that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, both listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. So when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Look, your father and I have sought you anxiously." And he said to them, "Why did you seek me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business?" The marginal of my Bible says, "Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" 12 years of age. That's the spirit that was in Jesus. But they did not understand the statement which he spoke to them. Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject to them. But his mother kept all these things in her heart, these rhemas, it says. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. A sign and a wonder at 12 years of age. A young man that had understanding of the scriptures, that was responding to the tug of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit was moving upon him, a desire for the house of God. He knew where he had to set his life and set his priorities. "Behold, I and the children whom the Lord hath given me are for signs and for wonders in Israel from the Lord of hosts, which dwelleth in Mount Zion." Pull this scripture into your spirit tonight. Pray this scripture over your sons and daughters, that they would be signs and wonders before the Lord. Isaiah chapter 8 and verse 18. Isaiah said, "Behold, I and the children whom the Lord hath given me are for signs and wonders." Now we got to be careful with that first line. You can't cut out two words there and say, "Behold, the children whom the Lord hath given me are for signs and wonders." Children, go to church. Children, learn to worship. Children, learn the scriptures. Behold, I. Responsibility on every parent, every father and mother, every adult. Isaiah said, "Not only are the children whom God has given me a sign and a wonder, but," he said, "I am a sign and a wonder too." Zechariah 3 and verse 8. "Hear, O Joshua the high priest, you and your companions who sit before you." Joshua the high priest and his brethren the priests. "For they are a wondrous sign." Marginal says they are men of sign, or they are men of wonder, a wondrous sign. For behold, I am bringing forth my servant, the branch. What a connection. Hear, O Joshua, the high priest, and your brethren, the priests. You are men of sign. You are men of wonder. For behold, I am bringing forth my servant, the branch. Joshua and the brethren in the house of God, those priests, were men of sign. They were men so pure. They were men so principled, men so prayerful, so passionate, so worshipful, so concerned about the house of God and the purpose of God in the earth, so purposed about the ordinances of the Lord, that they actually became foretokens, reflections of the branch, the Messiah to come. God says when Messiah comes, when the branch comes, he's going to be like these men. They have such a heart for the kingdom. They have such a heart for God. They have such a heart for worship. That is how the branch, that is how Jesus Christ is going to be. Now, these men weren't always that way. The Bible says that these men formerly were clothed in filthy garments, and that Satan was oppressing them, and Satan was standing as an adversary against them, resisting them in the earth, resisting from them walking in the purpose and power of God. And the Lord said, "The Lord rebuke you, Satan. The Lord rebuke you, Satan." And those men changed under the power of God. Zechariah 3:1-5. Then he showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to oppose him. And the Lord said to Satan, "The Lord rebuke you, Satan. The Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you. Is this not a brand plucked from the fire? I pulled this person out of hell," God says. Now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and was standing before the angel. Then he answered and spoke to those who stood before him, saying, "Take away the filthy garments from him." And to him he said, "See, I have removed your iniquity from you, and I will clothe you with rich robes." And I said, "Let them put a clean turban on his head." So they put a clean turban on his head, and they put the clothes on him, and the angel of the Lord stood by. Lives transformed by the power of God. Lives transformed by the washing of the water of the Word and by the blood of Jesus. Men that were once filthy and clothed with filthy garments, now standing in righteousness and honor and holiness before the Lord. Men that now walked the courts of the house of God and lit the lamps on fire and cast that fragrant incense on the hot coals of the altar so worship and prayer and the presence of God would fill the house of the Lord. God says, men of sign. These are men to be wondered at what God has done, at what the Holy Spirit does in people's lives, how he changes us and makes us new. And as we respond to him, we're not only saved, but we're sanctified and we're set apart to be people that are a sign and a wonder to others, that they marvel at the grace of God and marvel at what God has done in bringing forth such a holy seed. Hallelujah. Hebrews 2:10-13. For it was fitting for him, for whom are all things and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For both he who sanctifies and those who are being sanctified are all of one, for which reason he is not ashamed to call them brethren. Jesus is not ashamed to call us brothers and sisters, saying, "I will declare your name, my Father. I will declare your name to my brethren. And in the midst of the assembly, I will sing praise to you." Yes, Jesus loves the corporate gathering. He's here singing and ministering in the midst of us unto his Father. And again, "Here am I and the children whom God has given me." These are the signs and the wonders, Jesus is saying. He's quoting Isaiah 8:18. He said, these people who I have redeemed, I'm the captain of their salvation. I'm going to lead many to glory. He said, these people are signs and wonders from the Lord of hosts. This beautiful scripture, this beautiful promise tonight is for every believer. No one is left out. Every Christian born again and touched by the power of God becomes a sign and a wonder for the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I have some good news for the ladies in the house. Listen, don't be surprised, wives, if your husbands in the next few days start calling you Wonder Woman. You know, just Wonder Woman. Just take it in stride. Say, well, I'm just fulfilling the word of God. And men, think about it. Maybe you can become men wondered at. Maybe your wife doesn't wonder at you right now. Maybe she wonders about you. Like, I really wonder about that husband of mine. Well, that can all change tonight. I'm going to become a man wondered at. So holy, so kind, so principled, so prayerful, such a heart after God that my wife and my family are going to wonder at the glory of God that has touched my life. All of us tonight are signs and wonders. You know, every baptismal service as we had again this morning, you listen to those testimonies, you marvel at the grace of God, how God rescues people and touches them, lifts them up to Him. Lives so broken, now so healed, so whole. Lives once so lonely, now so comforted, walking forever with their best friend God. Joy of the Lord filling their hearts, purpose in their life. These are signs and wonders. And some of you, you are a sign and a wonder to your family. They may not understand you, friends and family, and you've gotten saved and given your life to the Lord, and they look at you. They don't understand it, but they can't deny that it's something has taken place. They said, that person is now carrying a Bible and trying to convert me. You're a sign and a wonder. A sign. If they want to follow a sign and see where that sign's pointing, they say, yes, I need a destination. I need somewhere to walk. I'm just stumbling around. They'll look at you and you're a sign pointing them to Jesus and eternal life, the way of the cross and the way of righteousness. And a wonder, because they will see how God treats His people, and they will see what happens to you as you walk with God over the years and see the blessing of God and the fullness and the riches of Christ come forth in your life. They will say, the God I serve doesn't treat His people like that. I think I'm going to follow that sign and that wonder in my family. You know, I love signs and wonders, miracles and healings. But the greatest wonder that I love is sinners saved by grace, people bought again by the precious blood of the Lamb, brought into the house of God, brought into the family of God, saved and delivered and set free. That is the greatest sign and wonder. Hallelujah. Behold, I and the children whom the Lord hath given me, Jesus said. They're all signs and wonders of my marvelous grace. Well, let's have the worship team come back tonight, and let's look at Luke chapter 2 in closing, verse 25 to 35. Another word on the sign. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, waiting for the Christ. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. So he came by the Spirit into the temple. When his parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, Simeon took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all peoples, a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles, and the glory of your people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, "Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign which will be spoken against. Yes, a sword will pierce through your own soul also, Mary. This son will be a sign which will be spoken against, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." A sign and a sword. A sign that will be spoken against. The servant is not above his master. The disciple is not above his Lord. All they that live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. A sign that will be spoken against. A Son of God so holy. So filled with the presence of God. So spiritual. He was too spiritual. He was too holy. He was too righteous for the common crowd. Too sold out for God. And so the whisper started and the criticism came. And people began to say this about him and that about him, and resentment and judgments and partiality and criticism came upon him. A sign. If we're going to live for our Father God like Jesus did with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, we're going to have to endure some criticism, some voices, some critical words, some resistance, some rejection. But we walk on and serve the Lord. And like Mary, sometimes a sword might go through our own soul. But oh well, spiritual warfare is what it is. So let's just walk on with God and serve the Lord with all our hearts. Let's stand tonight. If you find it in your heart to lift your hands tonight in your heart and say, "Lord, I want to be a sign and I want to be a wonder." Ask the Lord. "Lord, I want to be a sign and a wonder according to your word." That dedication, that decision that goes on inside of you tonight will transform your life. You'll walk differently and you'll speak differently and walk after the manner of the living God. So let's pull this in tonight as we close out in worship. "Lord, behold I and the children whom the Lord hath given me are for signs and for wonders in the land of Israel from the Lord of hosts, which dwelleth in Mount Zion." What a beautiful promise. Let's receive it from the Holy Spirit tonight.